Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, November 16th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. So earlier today, Japan's Cabinet Office released the calendar 2020 third quarter GDP report. As expected, growth was strong, you know, decent rebound in the third quarter. And the number came in a little stronger than consensus expectations. Sakito, can you take our listeners through the report?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. The July to September GDP preliminary report released on November 16th showed that Japan's economy growth grew by 5% Q&Q and an annualized rate 21.4%. This was the highest growth in 52 years since 1968. The positive growth was the first in four quarters, and the recovery was driven primarily by private consumption and external demands, mainly from economic measures to address COVID pandemic and secondly, economic activity around the world restarting. The state of emergency was lifted around the country in a July to September quarter, and private consumption, which comprises more than half of GDP, rebounded, surging by 4.7% Q&Q. The recovery was driven by a reaction from curtailed extramural activity and a number of government economic measures. Government's Go to Travel and Go to Eat program, designed to support the travel and dining industries, boosted private spending. Also, exports jumped 7% Q&Q as global economies rebounded and started to improve. And external demands made a 2.9 percent point contribution to GDP. Exports to China rose by the highest rate since January 2018 and by the highest rate in 14 months to the States. These also boosted GDP. However, Japanese companies' investment sentiment did not improve because of the unclarity that lies ahead, and CapEx continued to fall, swept by negative 3.4% QQ. The BOJ revised down its economic outlook at the October meeting while also revising up its view on recent economic conditions. The BOJ Monetary Policy Board members revised their varied views while BOJ economists remain calm and said that Japan's economy is on a recovery trajectory while rising their view of economic conditions.
Okay, so solid report, but it sounds like both Japanese companies and the Bank of Japan itself have some reservations. So we'll have to see how that plays out. You know, how will the administration of PM Suga respond to this GDP figure in, you know, let's say 2021? And what about the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of Japan?
Of course, the coronavirus risks are still smoldering, and investors should not let down their guard while the scenario of the third wave of the pandemic. Prime Minister Suga promised full economic relief measures on November 10th. His administration plans include these measures in a third fiscal year 20 supplementary budget in early 2021 to be combined with the fiscal year 21 budget for a 15-month budget. The government and the BOJ remain on guard against the risk of a third wave. The Ministry of Finance, MOF, will hold an auction with the 20-year JGB on November 18th and over 14-year JGBs on November 25th. The JPY yield curve could steepen. The BOJ will likely review its plan for JGB issuances at a special roundtable meeting for JGB investors. In late November, the BOJ will probably continue to slowly normalize JGB yields while not lowering the yield curve, all the while remaining on guard against the third wave of the pandemic. If the yield curve steepens a little, even without the BOJ buying more JGBs, then Japanese lifers and regional banks, as well as foreign investors, will probably move to take JPY yield. The BOJ should be testing yield curve control as an example while watching overseas investors' movements. If the BOJ is successful with restoring the yield curve shape, then the Fed could very well look to the BOJ for lessons and try to right the US yield curve in 2021. The US yield curve is very low right now, especially given the heights of the US stock market and the pace of recovery in the US real economy, and there is room for steepening.
That's a really good point. I mean, the Bank of Japan was the leader in this non-traditional monetary policy, and so they very well could be the leader on the way out. Switching topics slightly, so spot dollar yen rallied pretty sharply right after the election. This was the first time in a while the pair spiked and also had some volatility around it. Was that at all a function of Japanese investor flows at the time? If you could take us through what we've seen from them lately, and also what overseas investors are doing in Japan.
Security flows among Japanese and foreign investors in Tokyo market have been shifting along the time of the U.S. presidential election. Japanese investors net bought 618 billion yen of stock and investment fund holdings and 2.5 7 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds between October 4th to November 7th. They actively built up their overseas securities portfolios. Over 1.9 trillion yen in outward investing flows in October. Net acquirer were banks at 690 billion yen, pensions 1.1 trillion yen, securities houses 696 billion yen, and Toshin Investment Trust 294 billion yen. Japanese lifers were net seller by 308 billion yen. Japanese pensions and retailers have been actively rebuilding their overseas securities portfolios so far in the second half. Japanese lifers have not been actively buying foreign bonds in line with their second half investment strategies. Japanese pension funds and retail investors will likely rebalance their risk profiles while watching the policy direction of the US administration. Overseas investors built up their JGB asset swaps in 2020 as the Japanese government boosted issuances of TDBs to counter the COVID crisis. However, foreigners' investment flows began showing a preference for medium and long-term bonds as second half neared. In October, overseas investors were basically net buyer of Japan securities, except during the redemption period. Net buying 1.6 trillion yen of stock and investment fund holdings, 1.4 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds, and 7.7 trillion yen of short-term bonds. As far as past MOF data shows, foreign investors have begun to make use of not only Japan stocks and but also corporate bonds and other credit assets, Japan credit. Looking ahead, Japanese investors' investing flows will be closely watched. Investing, depending on the US administration's foreign policy stance, investment grade IG sovereign bonds, including not only the US and Europe, but also China and Niger and other emerging markets, could become investing target because they need upfront coupon revenue. JPY cross-currency trading has picked up among foreign investors. JPY credit investing flows by foreigners as well as Japanese investors will be a key point to watch. Global surplus funds have put the spotlight on JPY credit asset with JPY basis.
Yeah, very interesting that you see foreigners, you know, playing a little further out the curve. Thanks for pointing that out. I think we're about out of time. How about to wrap things up? you know, if you could tell us what could impact, you know, spot dollar yen FX, yen rate, JPY basis in the near term. And what are you expecting from the BOJ? You know, you mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, talking about its yield curve control. You know, how might that change?
Now in November, global financial markets were back in risk-on mode following the U.S. elections and the news of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Tokyo market have responded with higher share prices and a weaker yen. Dollar yen could continue to rise on consecutive positive news about the new vaccine being developed and put into use. On the other hand, dollar yen sensitivity has been extremely weak, even given the changes in the US-Japan yield gap since early June, and is more than 4 yen lower than at that time, offset by the tightness of JPY basis. The yield sensitivity of key currency spot rates has not increased perceptibly recently. The prevailing trend in the US dollar selling and other currency buying as investors' sentiment improves. Thus, dollar yen upside will probably be heavy for a while. We expect a neutral bias for dollar yen with a trading range 104.25 to 106.25. If investors adjust their position or sell to take gains following the recent rise in stock prices around the world, then dollar yen could fall below 105 mark. With the third wave of the pandemic underway, we expect the ECB to keep buying assets, remain in monetary easing mode, and the US monetary policy to stick to its easing stance. In Japan, the BOJ has announced a special supplementary deposit system intended to encourage restructuring regional banks. Japanese regional banks can get 0.1% interest on their deposit account at the BOJ if they restructure. The BOJ will likely try to normalize JPY rates while also preparing a cushion against market stresses in a financial system. We expect an upward bias for JPY swap rates and widening bias for JPY basis. If the BOJ tests yield curve control operation to normalize JPY rates, then this could happen in the latter half of November ahead of the 20 years and 40 year JGB auctions.
Okay, great. Well, a lot to watch for. So thanks so much, Sakita-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.